put you on hold, and then you're going to hear a beep, and you'll be able to talk through to Kipla, okay?
Miss Gill, can you hear me?
Oh. Go ahead.
Miss Gill, can you hear me?
Yes.
I wanted to ask you for clarification. Is your organization Save a Girl, Save a World, or Save a Girl, Save the World?
It's Save a Girl, Save a World.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I still love it. Okay.
I'm glad that you do. It makes me so, it warms my heart so much.
Okay. We'll get started.
Okay.
This week on The Local Take, I'm speaking with Glenda Gill, founder of Save a Girl, Save a World, the program that's returning for a third year at Clark Atlanta University. Glenda Gill, welcome to The Local Take.
Thank you, Kipling. I'm happy to be here.
Can you please share how you came to found this organization? And I love saying, Save a Girl, Save a World. Where did that come from?
Sometimes you say things as serendipitous, and it came from Dr. Julianne Malvo was speaking at a conference that I was attending, and she was not the keynote speaker. The keynote speaker didn't show up, and so they asked her to speak, and of course, Dr. Julianne Malvo, who's never at a loss for words, who at the time was the president of Bennett College, spoke and said, if we're going to save the world, we have to save our girls. And it so resonated with the ladies that were sitting at the table. And, of course, when black women get together, we decide that we're going to do something. We try to do it. And so a light bulb went off. And we said, oh, we could do this. And one of the sisters at the table said, if you can do it and get it started, I'll give you your seed money. And everyone knows seed money is usually the hardest part of getting something started. But that was given as a gift on the front end. And so we met for about a year. Some ladies from across the country, and we finally designed and came up with a program through a sister friend who assisted us to develop a multi-generational, multifaceted mentoring organization. And it was God ordained because it was not in my plan of life, but it was given to us as a gift, and we moved forward on the gift.
I love that. So you all actually, you know, took the time to develop this program, and the fact that it was done academically to create this intergenerational conversation, why was that important to the program and important to Save a Girl, Save a World?
Well, we needed a base, and we knew that girls were in institutions, and I say academic institutions. And since Julianne Malvo was the catalyst, she invited us to Bennett College. And we knew that that would be our population that we wanted to serve. So how we serve as a multi-generational organization is what we call through this process called triads. We take adult women to HBCUs, and they mentor college students who mentor high school girls from the surrounding community of the college. Most high school students that are in the communities of HBCUs have never been inside those walls, never stepped on the foot of that campus. And in a lot of communities around HBCUs are economically challenged. And so in order for us to create a legacy for moving forward, we have to connect with one another. And so it was important to us to go through those institutions because that's our next generation of leadership. And so it's important for us to connect the dots.
Now, you mentioned about the communities often surrounding HBCUs and the school-to-prison pipeline that we often hear how it impacts young men. But you all are doing a movie premiere, a movie called Push Out, about the criminalization of black girls in schools. Often we don't hear about those numbers, but those numbers are growing almost just as fast as the numbers for young men. Can you share how that became a focus?
Well, Dr. Monique Morris, who is the president of the National Black Women's Justice Institute, noticed that while everyone is focusing on black boys, as you said, overwhelmingly black girls remain misunderstood and are targeted for punishment at a disproportionate rate than their white counterparts. And because black girls matter, and we need to bring awareness around this issue, the data shows that African-American girls comprise about 16% of the U.S. population, but they make up 33% of the school-related arrests. And so we want to talk to parents, educators, and policy makers about how black girls are being criminalized and targeted for the prison pipeline. And so that's got to change. And so we want to bring awareness and light to that issue. It is, and black girls are always facing issues at home, issues in the public, issues in the institution, and very misunderstood. And so we wanted to bring light to this issue because all of the light has been on black boys, but black girls are being targeted as well.
So now what do we need to know about the premiere of Push Out? Is this open for the public to attend?
Yes, it's open for the public to attend. And of course, it's at Clark Atlanta University. It is occurring on Thursday at the doors will open at 5:30 at Clark Atlanta University. The film is from 6 to 8 p.m. along with a discussion and a Q&A session. And if they're interested, we have a Eventbrite that your listeners can go to. It's I can give the address. It's https://pushoutfilmeventbrite.org.
Okay, we'll definitely share that. It's Push Out Film at Eventbrite. And Now there's also a Save a Girl, Save a World retreat. How does that fit into the movie?
So because we are a multifaceted, multi-generational mentoring organization, we wanted to launch an educational film that showcases what's occurring in our community, because a lot of people are not aware of our girls are being criminalized. They just don't have a clue as to how they end up there. And so this brings awareness for how the young women end up in the criminal justice system by very minor things like a traffic ticket. And then you end up not knowing you got a traffic ticket because the traffic ticket went to your house. And then you get stopped by the police for your light maybe being out on your vehicle, and you end up going to jail, and that starts the process. So it's important that we educate our community at large. And then, of course, so we kick off with that on Thursday evening. Then on Friday, we start with our retreat at Clark Atlanta University, and we always kick off our retreat with a vision board exercise because we want young women to dream the possibilities of who they can be. And so our retreat is all weekend long, and we focus on our pillars of our organization, which is health and wellness, lifestyles and leadership, career entrepreneurship, and financial literacy and legacy. So throughout the weekend, we have speakers speaking on those topics, but we have engagement with the young women. And all throughout the weekend, we have a lot of fun. It's as much fun for the mentees as it is for the mentors. And so we relish a lifelong relationship with young women, and we hope they're influenced by our touch points, and we want to serve as a nexus between them and their college careers, as well as their social and economic development that takes place at the retreat and lasts throughout the cycle of their participation.
So now, how can our listeners get involved with Save a Girl, Save a World?
They can go to our website if they're interested in participating at the weekend retreat. It's www.saveagirlsaveaworld.org and apply online. And we will take in the applications and we will give the listeners confirmations about their participation. And we're looking for mentors and high school girls specifically. The college students are a captive audience at Clark Atlanta University.
So your program, you mentioned, was at Bennett for several years. Can you share one of the accomplishments that you relish, that you share with folks about Save a Girl, Save a World?
Well, we have, as I said, about we're the next generation for careers for most of our young women, and exposes them, and we expose them to what their life journey could possibly look like. So we say that we're a GPS system for our young women. So at Bennett, we were able to create scholarships for our students. We were able to expose them to internships through our mentor base. We were able to help them to achieve some career goals that they had. And one of the most wonderful things about Bennett, we've had some testimonials from some young women that said, you showed us what the world could possibly look like for us. And while we were getting institutional knowledge, we were not necessarily getting life knowledge. So we bring life knowledge to young women that are on their journey to being adults. And again, while school and education is very important, life skills is even as important.
That is so very true. So now you've been at Clark Atlanta for 3 years. What are you hoping to accomplish here?
Well, we're hoping to accomplish and build upon what we've already built as a foundation. We are hoping to accomplish more partnerships with more institutions. We're hoping to accomplish the next journey of where young women want to be in their careers. We're hoping to accomplish bringing scholarships for those students to support their educational journey. And again, we just want them to be the best that they can be. And so our goal is to bring all of our skills, all of our knowledge, and all of our wisdom for them to tap into for their next journey of life.
Ms. Gill, I want to thank you so much for what you're doing for our young women in our community. And your website, again, is saveagirlsaveaworld.org. Thank you.
Thank you as well.